to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It is Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. Happy Monday.
Monday fun day.
Yes, I like that. We got to change the stigma around Mondays.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially coming off the amazing trip that I just had, seeing all my family in Detroit.
How was Detroit?
It was overwhelming. Too many Greeks in one room is like too many cooks in the kitchen.
Frankly, it sounds fantastic to me. That sounds pretty great.
It's a lot. And boy, does everyone have an opinion nowadays.
Do they?
Yeah.
Aww.
Why do you live so far away, Nico? I moved away when I was 20.
And you're still complaining
about
it.
I've been gone for so long. I'm older now. I've lived more life away from home than I did when I was at home.
Which is a wild thought to have.
It is.
Actually.
So, yeah, guys. I moved a long time ago. But they still give me grief, no matter what.
It's grief from the Greeks.
Give you grief. And they're always criticizing everything. It's so funny.
Oh,
my mom's the worst. She is the absolute worst. Why would you do that? I'm like, what do you mean, marry my wife? Because it was a great decision and I love her. Well, I think you could have done better.
No!
No!
No, no, no.
No, she doesn't
she
do
loves
that.
Dana.
She loves Dana.
She did, however, criticize you about shipping your golf clubs up there.
Yeah, that
Why
was
you
an
gotta
immediate.
Ship your golf clubs,
yeah,
Nico?
Immediate criticism, which I was like, why? Like, why is that an issue for you?
Yeah.
You don't have anything to do with anything. Nothing at all. You just continue living your life, and somehow this bothers you. So the Greeks are always griefing.
That's funny.
But other than that, ate so much food, got some great Greek desserts in my body, which I missed because the authentic ones straight out of like the kitchen.
That sounds delightful. I'm also very upset you brought me back none.
Oh, yeah, they don't travel well.
Oh.
Because they don't make it here.
Because they're in your belly.
I'd be like, nom, 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 nom. One for me. None for Cheyenne.
None for Cheyenne.
One for me.
I'm going to call your mom.
None for producer AB Baby.
Anna, send me food.
Well, we're back. We're back in action.
And glad to see you back.
We're going to take a little different spin on the D-backs tickets this week.
Yeah.
So we do have D-backs tickets.
But you're going to have to work for them.
You got
to
work for them.
And it's none of this, that's funny. No.
No.
You
take this seriously, people.
To enjoy what we have in store for you.
All right. We'll fill you in coming up later on the show. Happy Monday. Let's get into it.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Brad is a mama's boy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with a mama's boy sometimes.
He never wants to embarrass his mom, and hilariously, his wife Sarah always wants to embarrass him in front of her.
She sounds like my kind of person.
So we're going to call her and tell her that her husband wants her to chill with the butt grabbing around mama. Yeah.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, Sarah?
Yeah? Who is this?
Hey, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
What? Okay. What is this?
I have news from your husband, Brad.
Oh, no. Okay. I mean, he was just here. Why didn't he tell me when I just saw him?
He enlisted my service to tell you the news. He wanted me to tell you to stop grabbing his butt and trying to make out with him in front of his mom. He's serious this time. He said he's serious this time. It's embarrassing.
Sure he is.
You keep calling him a mama's boy, and he feels very uncomfortable.
Well, he is a mama's boy. He is a mama's boy.
Are you okay with that? It seems like you're very okay with that.
What? With the not grabbing his butt in front of his mom?
Why do you do that to him? It puts him in a very weird position. I think it's hilarious, by the way. Do you like making him feel uncomfortable?
I think he really does like it. I think he secretly likes it.
I don't know. I don't know. Either way, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country 107.9. I was put to the test to give you this information, to break the news to you, and I have.
All I have to say is one day I hope I have a husband whose butt I want to grab as much as you grab your husband's butt in front of his mom.
In front of his mom, though?
I don't care. Your mom,
that would be like me grabbing my wife's butt in front of her dad.
I want my kids to feel like they love their spouse enough and just want to them. Like, I want to know that. I want to know that. and want to know that that's a good part of your relationship.
Hey, Sarah.
Yeah?
What's it like to grab your husband's butt in front of his mom? Cheyenne wants to know.
I'm so jealous. I'm so jealous.
I feel like I'm not doing it like she's not like staring at us while I'm doing it. It's always like, you
it's
know.
It's not like you're outwardly
in the
like
kitchen
PDA.
And she's talking to us. No, like she's like in the kitchen making dinner, and like I'll just like, you know, sneak a gravel over there. Like,
he's being so dramatic.
Yeah.
He's being dramatic.
I love it.
I think he is.
I think it's great.
Either way, just keep pinching his butt.
Just get that tushy.
Get a good makeout sesh right in front of his mom.
I mean,
she'll love that.
There's a line.
And now everybody knows he's a mama's boy.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15
on Camel Country 107.9.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Nico and Cheyenne on Camel 107.9. And it got me thinking when I was hearing some retro tunes. I'm like, you know what? It's so ridiculous that we used to actually pay money to hear those tunes coming out of our cell phones.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you remember paying for ringtones?
I very much remember paying for ringtones and ring back tones.
That was excessive.
Wild. But we also paid for them.
The fact that, please wait while we get the subscriber. And they'd be like,
while we connect you to the caller.
Later. It just feels right. And you're like, wait, what is happening right now?
Absolutely.
So I specifically remember I was waiting in line for something. And I was like, ooh, it's all quiet. Like, nothing's really happening. People are just standing there. I think I was in like a bank. Ready to make a deposit. And then all of a sudden my phone was like, get low.
Get low.
And I like jostled for my phone. I'm like,
before it gets to the bad parts.
Like, hello? Because you know I had to answer my phone. There was no like sending someone to voicemail.
Nope.
You had to answer because somebody else was calling you and that didn't use up your minutes. Also, FYI.
Correct.
Oh my gosh, minutes.
Remember that?
Minutes.
Call me after 9.
Yeah. Nights and weekends.
Cheyenne.
Yep.
Give it up.
All right. You ready?
Yeah. Oh my God, Fergie. Don't that joke in summer.
Oh yeah.
It's like one thing seeing like a cute little blonde girl playing that when she's like 18 or whatever. Yep. And then it's like seeing like a 65-year-old man and his phone goes off and it's my home.
Which definitely happened.
That was the best.
Was a thing, yes.
Especially in like a quiet bank.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Abe, set the scene.
I was honestly probably just like working at my old station and my phone would just like blow up all the time and I didn't mind it because it was a song I actually cared about. So,
which was?
Oh, yeah. This was hype. This is hype. Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, yeah. Annie up.
I didn't even want to answer it half the time.
Needless to say, Abe was cooler than all of us because that song is amazing.
Yeah. Abe was in church.
Yeah, he was. He was. Like,
Annie up! I love the people that like let the ringtone go a little too long.
Uh-huh.
You're like, you don't hear that bud.
Right.
You don't hear that bud.
It's like it's not wanted, yours.
Yeah.
They wanted people to notice. It's like, okay, calm down. We're in public.
Yeah.
Like,
no. It just answer the phone.
My father-in-law has the original.
That's also mine.
It's like the standard iPhone ringtone. And he will let it go and go and go and go.
Do you want to know what solves that problem? D&D. D&D is hands down the best accessory that iPhone has.
What is D&D?
Do not disturb.
Dungeons and Dragons?
My mind was going other places.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
All right, I've got one for today.
Woo.
I'm very excited. It's very short-lived because it's from over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Remember on Friday when we were talking about summer camps?
Yes.
And I was like, I don't know what I'm going to do with my kid. Well, I have decided because it's officially done. He has signed up. Easton is going to summer camp at the Phoenix Zoo to learn about animals.
Hey.
And he is out of my mother's hair for a full week in the middle of the summertime. So it's not a can I get an amen for me. It's can I get an amen for my mom.
Amen.
She's going to have him out of her hair for an entire week, and I couldn't be happier for her.
I love that you keep excluding yourself from him being out of your hair.
I'm gone most of the day, so it doesn't really matter for me, but she works from home.
All right, Mama.
You're welcome, Mom.
All right, who do we got on the phone?
Corey in Phoenix, what you got?
I've been trying to do this for so long, and I actually managed to get my little Lego set to be finished.
Oh, Mia!
Hey!
Can I get an amen?
Amen! You get like 3 amens because my kid tries to do Legos, and I'm not for it. So, good job, Corey.
Corey, how many pieces was this set?
I've actually done a couple. One of them was like around 800.
Okay. Whoa.
But this one was more one of the like Mario ones.
Oh, good for you.
Fantastic work.
Also, you have the patience of a saint.
Yeah, if you want to come on over, Corey, we have a couple unfinished sets. And when I mean unfinished, I mean they haven't even been started yet.
Honestly, same.
All right, Corey, thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome.
Steven in Glendale, what you got?
I'm just thankful that both my kids are doing well in school. No problems, and that's all you can be grateful for right now. Can I get an amen?
Amen! I love that. There's, as a parent, sometimes there's just nothing better than knowing your kids are succeeding in school.
Absolutely.
I love that.
Yeah, there's got to be a lot of relief because I know the other side of that.
You do.
And that's what I served my parents up with. Failure. But congratulations, Steven.
Thank you. Another thing I'm grateful, none of them owe Nico money.
So. Yay! Amen to that.
Thank you.
Because I'll come looking for you.
Have a good day, Steven.
You as well.
That's how we do it every morning on Nico and Cheyenne. Camel Nation, if you need a little lift to get your feet off the ground, we got you.
A little hoorah, if you will.
I love it. Pat yourself on the back with us every morning at this time on Camel.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Camel Country, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, who's this? Where are you calling from?
Dawson. I'm from Phoenix.
Hey, Dawson.
Dawson, how's it going today, man?
Going pretty well.
Well, that's good. We love a pretty well day.
Beautiful. Yeah. Anything planned for later? Anything exciting? What's going on in your world?
Nothing too much going on right now.
Just trying to win some
evening,
tickets.
Just relaxing and, you know, work today.
Nice. I got you. What do you do for a living?
I work in marketing.
Oh,
well,
that's way fancy.
We just happen to host a show on the radio that needs some marketing. So we'll hit you up for that. But in the meantime, you're call number 8. Congratulations.
Thank you.
However, in order to get these tickets, you're going to have to do a little song and dance.
Ooh.
The dance is up to you. You're welcome to dance if you want to. But we do need you to sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
It's the 7th inning karaoke.
Ready?
Yup.
3, 2, 1,
go!
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back.
Root for the D-backs.
If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's one.
2, 3 strikes, you're out.
At the old
ball. Yeah! Go that was wonderful.
All right, get ready to do it at the game.
In
we
the
got
seventh inning stretch. Dawson, you have just won yourself 4 tickets to see the D-backs take on the Braves for replica jersey night on Saturday, the 26th, coming up this weekend. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. Awesome.
Thanks for playing along. Get back to work, Dawson.
All right.
I have a complaint.
Ooh, okay. Complaint box right here.
I'm going to stuff it in.
Oh, okay.
Our boss, Drew, did something at Country Thunder that kind of bugged me a little bit.
Oh, tell me.
So just one thing?
Yeah, right. I'm riddled with complaints from Country Thunder about Drew. We were watching the Masters.
Okay.
Nothing really going on during the day on Sunday. It was the final. It was the very end. And it came down to 2 golfers. It came down to Rory McIlroy and Justin Rose.
Right.
And Justin Rose hit it pretty close to the pin, but it wasn't like a guaranteed make putt.
Okay.
And if he would have sank that, it would have gone on to another playoff. Needless to say, he did not sink it, and Rory McIlroy sank his putt. Rory, Masters champion, we go on.
Yeah.
So when he's lining up for this putt, Drew goes, 100% he makes his putt. I was like, nope, I bet you $10. I bet you $10. There's too much pressure on this moment. The putt is just a little bit too far to be a guarantee. It's about 10 feet, and I'm like, nah.
So y'all put money on the line?
He's not making it. So okay. I kind of like said it in a way where we didn't have to go through the formal like shake hands and look in each other's eyes. $10 on this bet. It was me saying, $10. I bet you $10. He's not going to make it. Okay. Drew was like, okay.
That is a man's accord.
Man's accord.
Yeah.
Man's prelude. Man's civic. Man's. either way, it's a Honda. So I was locked in on this.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Rose hits the putt. It goes just by the hole.
Ooh. Ooh. $10 in your pocket.
I said, yeah, that's $10, pal.
So you even reiterated that it was $10.
I'm pretty sure I reinforced it, but The moment was so exciting because we knew that Rory was then going to putt to be a Masters champion.
Love that for him.
I didn't circle back on it, the $10, because I have a feeling that Drew's fleeting, like, throw a bet around guy, but never actually follow through on the bet. And then once I mentioned this to you, Cheyenne, you had a similar situation.
He also owes me money from Country Thunder.
From Country Thunder, too.
$20.
20 on you?
In fact, yep. So what happened was, it is actually up on Instagram right now at Camel1079. You can look. There is video proof.
Whoa.
Of him and Gabe. I was getting my leg wrapped from one of the Florence firefighters. Firefighter Brad.
Firefighter Brad.
For a story that is not as dramatic as the video looks. But they had put on their phone, I'll give you $20 if you pretend he's proposing. Because Brad was down on one knee wrapping my ankle.
Okay?
Yeah. Video proof, $20 if you pretend that he's proposing. And I did it.
Yeah, you killed it.
I did it. And I have yet to get my $20 from either one of them.
And then Brad said, I'm married.
He goes, you're going to have to call my wife and explain this to her. And I said, okay. So, yeah, Drew also owes me $20.
Dang.
So he combined owes us $30.
$30 in the hole.
You want to know what I think we should do?
What?
Call him right now.
Call the boss.
Call our boss and tell him he owes the show $30.
You really want to go down this road?
Oh, yeah, I do.
All right.
I absolutely
all right,
do.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next, we are going to call Drew Blando, our boss, and call him out.
tell him he owes us $30.
I love that.
Look what the cat dragged in.
What?
We said we were going to call him, and look who showed up.
What do you want?
Mr. Drewski Blandoski, midday personality, program director, and bet maker.
Yeah.
Bet maker, but not bet payer upper.
What are you talking about?
We've got beef with you, both of us individually, but collectively as a show.
Sir, I will provide you the evidence.
What?
Exhibit A. On the day of Sunday, Masters, we were sitting in Kimberly Rivera's camper.
I remember.
Watching the Masters. Justin Rose had just hit it to about 10 feet.
Yep.
And I said, $10, he misses it. And you said, no chance.
Yeah. But I shook on that bet with Jared.
Wait, what? You made a bet with Jared? I made the bet with you.
No, I made the bet with Jared.
Wait,
you were just there.
You can't parlay a bet to somebody else?
He took your bet and made it with me.
Wait, how is that possible?
That's
I made the
happened.
Bet. I said it out of my mouth. It came out of my mouth, though. So I engaged the bet with you.
No, you were just the inspiration
you
behind Jared.
You said he's
going
to make
bet.
It. I said, $10, he doesn't.
And Jared goes, $10? And I said, yeah. And we shook on it.
Wait, so you bet? So was there money exchange between you?
No.
Oh, see?
So you still owe $10.
You're still
I owe him $10, but I haven't seen it.
Okay. Well, exhibit
B. I'll put it on my tab.
I don't know how that happened. I don't know how someone finagled my money out of this bet.
That's some horse baloney.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, Justin Rose misses the putt. Yeah, Drew loses a bet.
I owe Jared $10.
So
I have a grievance. I have a grievance.
So do I.
You take that up with your
homeboy. I don't know how he hijacked my bet.
Jared needs to take you to lunch.
Yeah, I don't know how he worked that.
We do have an undeniable bet, though.
Ooh.
Which is video evidence of you and Gabe saying $20 if you pretend he proposed.
So has
which
Gabe,
I did.
Has Gabe paid you?
It was both of you.
I'm not on camera.
This is some horse baloney. baloney.
This guy.
Gabe is holding the camera. Yeah. She's making the bet to you.
You are a swindler.
This is wild.
That wasn't
we
me.
We have videographic
evidence.
There is
no way. There is, I know,
there was
Gabe.
A bet on the line.
There is no way she went, I'm going to bet her $20. No, that was
this
a birth
crazy.
Child of you.
This is crazy.
Caller. We're calling everybody at this point. We
You're
want our money.
You're the type of person what? That would steal a pretzel from a child.
That's my wife. My wife stole your son's pretzel. That's inside.
It's
baseball.
In the family.
This is making so much sense.
It's all in the family.
Who
Listen,
thinks?
I'm just saying, Jared took your bet.
Jared this is
crap. Crazy.
Jared took your idea for a bet and placed it with me. I owe him $10. Gabe took my idea for a bet and did it with you. She owes you $20.
602-894-5653. Does Drew need to pay up on these bets that he's trying to swindle his way out of?
Also, next time you're at a casino and you take a marker from the casino, you go, hey, you guys didn't give that money to me. You gave it to my buddy over there.
If I said, hey, this guy needs a $20,000 marker, I don't know if that's how that works. Is that how that works?
I think so. I don't know.
And they give it to you. I'm not paying up on that.
This is wild.
Listen, you guys such a just swindler. Need to be more responsible with your betting. Whoever shakes on it, and you guys physically shook over eye contact
that's
on that
it.
Video.
That's it. Get out of here. Yeah. Get out of here. We made eye contact.
You're kicked out.
We made eye contact for that $10.
Camel Nation is going to decide.
I bet
decide.
Him on the spot.
We made hand-to-hand
Get
contact.
Out of here. Your mic's off. Don't make bets with non-payers,
no,
Camel Nation.
You will not win.
That is the rule, because they will swindle their way off of the bet completely.
A little
swindler. How do you turn it into somebody else made a bet
I don't
with
know. It was wild. I need therapy after that. I feel gaslit.
We're gaslit. Easter weekend in Detroit was a success, Cheyenne.
Woo! Ooh, it now, sounded very chaotic before you left.
It like was a little messy to begin with.
Tell
going
me.
Into the weekend, I wasn't super psyched about it.
Mm-hmm.
I like to golf with my uncle. It's one of his passions, and also it's pretty much the only thing we have in common anymore.
Oh.
So I sent my golf clubs out there, and I use this service called Ship Sticks, where you get like a discount on FedEx, which is basically like you're FedExing them there. But if I just did FedEx to and from, it would cost like $500. But
yeah, it's wild
because it's
expensive.
A big, heavy like box.
Yeah.
But because Ship Sticks has a deal with them, it costs $125.
That's so, not bad.
Round trip,
oh.
Which is basically if you're spending $60 one way on a baggage, which you would do for a flight.
Yeah.
It would cost $120.
But you don't have to worry about it.
I don't have to worry about that.
Love that.
Because I just say goodbye. I say la vie, golf clubs.
Adios.
I will see you on the other side in Detroit. What the hell is happening right now? But so my mom gave me grief like raw at the rip. Why do you do that? And I'm like, well, what do you care?
Yeah.
So before I got into the whole thing, I was like, listen, stop criticizing me, okay?
Yeah.
It's not a big deal. Don't worry about it. So right off the rip, I'm like, oh my God, here we go. Fun-filled weekend with the fam of nothing but complaints.
Love that for you.
Turned out to be amazing, though.
Aww.
Yeah, because they locked in on my son.
Oh.
So I brought me and baby Jay.
That was smart.
Yes.
Distraction. A decoy, if you will.
Yes. So we had Easter. Sunday came around. We dyed the eggs red, which is an Easter tradition for the Greek Orthodox.
Okay.
Just red.
You guys cracked the eggs.
We cracked them.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good, my
yes.
little big fat weddinger. Very nice.
I always love to find out how accurate that movie is.
100%. That's
it's
real.
It's top five, one of my favorite movies.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
So we did the egg cracking, and then, of course, in the morning, my dad put out the lamb. Now, if you don't know anything about Greeks, we like our lamb.
You do like lamb.
We incorporate lamb dishes in everything we do. We have lamb-flavored toothpaste.
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I'm really glad to hear that.
I don't think that's a thing.
I was coming along the ride, and I'm very glad that the ride stopped there.
Yeah, we can make it if you want. I
Please
don't know. Crest, hook me up. Lamb flavors. No, so we put out the lamb, and we do it in a big... huge oil drum that's been like cut in half and then it's motorized. It's a whole rotisserie thing where we do it every year. We strap it up and it cooks from like 6 a.m. to like 1 p.m.
That's cool.
It's a nice long roast and it's huge. And it's a little off-putting if you've never experienced it before, especially if you're a child.
Like, oh, I could see that.
The kids in the neighborhood come cruising by every Sunday because, you know, a lot of people are visiting other people's houses.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of buzzing. And they always, like, roll down the window and go, what is that?
It's a lamb.
Well.
What does it look like? Does it look like a lamb?
It's a lamb. It's delicious.
Aww.
Does it look like a lamb?
Yeah.
It just looks like an animal. Like, sometimes they do it with the head on. Sometimes they do it with the head off.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah.
So okay.
It resembles the form of a dog.
Oh no!
100%.
Poor kids.
It's crazy to think that, but trust me when I tell you, it can be mistaken for a dog, but
that's
it
wild.
Is not a dog. It is a lamb, which I don't even know why that's more acceptable. It's a weird thing we do.
I don't mind it. I like lamb.
Lamb is delicious.
Lamb is good.
Yeah. Some people don't like it at all.
I do.
They say it tastes like dirty sweat socks, but I enjoy my dirty sweat socks. So we had the lamb. We freaked out a bunch of neighbors. We drank a lot of ouzo and some delicious desserts, and it was amazing, man. I think I have to go back more often.
You really should go back more often, and I know that your mom would really appreciate that.
Yeah, just not in the winter, man. Detroit in the winter.
That sounds awful.
Even that trip was 55 and like rainy. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
No bueno.
When you live in the heat for a while, yeah. That cold is like,
I'm back to the Arizona sun, baby.
Yeah,
let's
go. Welcome home. I'm glad you made it. But
Thank
I'm glad
you.
The trip was great.
Yes.
Also very upset you didn't bring me anything to eat, but it's fine.
Next time.
Mm-hmm.
Next time, I make you lamb.
That's okay. I make lamb.
Can you guys believe I'm almost 50 years old?
Yes.
Yes.
What? I thought I was youthful.
I mean, it's a youthful 50.
You look great for your age.
You're not Wilford Brimley or anything.
Diabetes. I'm Wilford Brimley.
Nothing made me feel older than knowing that I will be 50 in less time than I was. I'm on the wrong side of 40 is what I'm trying to say.
You act like it just started yesterday, man. You've been on the wrong side of 40 for the better part of a decade.
My birthday's going to be celebrating 47 this year.
This is the best minute of my life.
I can't even clown, though, because I'm like right behind you. So, I mean, I even got friends that have kids that are turning of legal drinking age, and it's bugging me out.
That is wild, though. Because I remember when the kids that I was babysitting turned 20. 21, and that was wild.
That was a
and
shake
that
up.
Was like fairly recent.
Yeah.
So when they were turning 21 and I was seeing them go out and do these things and also then start to get married, I was like, ooh, you're still 7. That's weird.
Yeah, man. Time flies.
Kids turning 21 is a whole nother realm of world.
Yeah, seeing my friends actually in the pictures with their kids toasting
at
bars and restaurants
on
their 21st birthday is like wild to me.
It's when you're partying with your kids.
Yes.
That's a different line.
Which is interesting to me because like I didn't party with my parents. I still don't party with my parents.
Oh, we party. We have family parties that were pretty jovial that we all got
family
involved.
Parties.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't like we were going out to nightclubs together. But let's just say, since I've been very young, my boisterous Greek family has been laying it down.
Well, like my dad has always partied. He still parties like he's 21. But my mom, I think I've seen her drunk twice in my lifetime.
Oh.
The only time she sees me drunk is when she's picking me up from somewhere.
Yeah.
You know, I don't overdrink with her. She doesn't overdrink with me. My dad overdrinks with everyone, so I don't really think he counts.
I mean, I'm not going to overdo it, but I'm definitely going to do it.
Yeah, that's
when
wild.
When Layla turns 21, I will be there.
The last time I cheers my dad and took like a shot, I think was my 21st birthday.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a shot of tequila, and I was very annoyed because I didn't like tequila at the time.
Yeah.
But he loved it.
At a young age, it doesn't have a flavor that people enjoy.
Does it ever really?
I was
truly
ruined for the Cuervo for like years.
It is.
Because I started very early on it.
It'll bite you.
And it made me throw up a lot.
Yeah.
So let me ask you a question, Abe. When you and Layla are headed out for your first official drink together, who's going to get carded in this situation?
I mean,
he's got a baby face.
Not me.
You're both babies.
Yeah, but it doesn't happen to me anymore. But yeah, she definitely will. Between her height and her face,
she's so little.
Yeah. What was your first drink at 21?
Like legal?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying. It felt a little less special because, you know.
Yeah, I get it. But like your first legal drink at 21, what did you order?
Underage drinking.
We don't condone. Don't do like, that.
No, not at all. But
you
we've
just
done
have to
it.
Say the subtitle out loud. For me, it was Hennessy and Coke.
Oof.
Honestly, though, not. I'm not even surprised that Henny and Coke was your first drink.
Yeah, Henny and Coke is like a grown blues singer's drink.
Yeah.
Like B.B. King drank Henny and Coke.
Yeah.
The hand rocks. I don't know if I've ever
your first
had
drink
Hennessy.
Was Henny and Coke.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had
That's
it.
That's funny. My first cocktail, or not cocktail, but alcohol, was definitely Jose Cuervo. I was in a nightclub. My brother was bartending. He was 18. I was 16. He snuck us a bottle of Cuervo and goes, drink this.
Oh my gosh.
Me and my cousin were there. We were throwing up in 20 seconds and we were being escorted out. It was hilarious because we did not look 21.
How did you even get in?
Because my brother was bartending. My uncle owned the bar.
Your Funkle.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know Funkle. The Funkle.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Okay.
What about you, Cheyenne?
My first legal drink?
Yeah.
I don't remember the first legal drink that I ordered, but I remember the first drink I had was that tequila shot with my dad.
There we go.
And it was disgusting.
602-894-5653. We're reminiscing. If you got a kid that's 21, how weird is it? And also, what was your first drink? Nico and Cheyenne.
Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Hey, Keith and Gilbert. Tell us about your first drinking experience, please.
Y'all don't judge me, but I grew up with single mom.
Definitely not judging, because, hi, single mom.
Nothing wrong with that.
And my mother, of course, she loved Sex in the City. And
who doesn't?
Right. So, I mean, I was still young at the time. So
Miranda?
Yeah, I couldn't watch it, but I still really wanted to watch it.
Yeah.
I kept wondering what Mr. Big meant.
good old Mr. Big.
He was bulky, that guy.
Right, yeah. So when I finally turned 21, and the first legal drink I ever ordered was a Cosmopolitan.
Cosmos.
It's funny to hear because you sound like 6'5".
You sound like a man.
Like a manly man. Yeah. And you were like, I'll have a Cosmo.
Yeah.
Like, just.
Yeah, I've been working on it ever since that night. But the worst part is, I was really the only one that drank, so my other friends didn't really get drunk. So, therefore, they remember that incident and that night perfectly, and I still get crap for it today. So,
that's so funny. So, your first legal drink as a manly man at 21 years old. Was a Cosmo.
It was a Cosmo.
I love that.
Yeah, and I don't, you know, I guess I was living out like a little fantasy. I don't know. It was strange, but it's the only thing I really knew to order that I, besides like, give me a beer, I wanted to get a drink, you know?
Can I state for the record, Cosmopolitans taste delicious.
Oh, they're delightful. Absolutely.
Delicious.
But I also feel like I am getting a glimpse into my child's future if I don't manly him up, because I too am a huge fan of Sex in the City and also Cosmopolitans.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, Keith, thanks for sharing that absolutely embarrassing story with us.
Go have a Cosmo.
Go have one if you want one.
Thanks, guys. Y'all can bleep out my name when y'all tell that story. That'd be great.
We definitely are going to amplify that it is Keith.
And on that bombshell, it's time to say, adios, amigos.
Ooh.
See you tomorrow.
You got to do the Mariah Carey in the air. Like,
here's Christina Aguilera.
Oh, you got to, then you got to tap on the mic. I love it. And we love you. Love you so much. Bye.
We do. Have a fantastic day. We love you. We appreciate you. And we will speak to you mañana.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.